Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by the newly crowned Miss Louisiana, Kelsey Crane. Kelsey, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Excited to be here.
As excited as you were Saturday evening?
Pretty close.
Well, just a fantastic time for you. First, introduce us to Kelsey Crane. You know, what is your educational background and what groups or organizations have you been involved with over the years?
Well, I am a Monroe native, so I've been here all of my life. I went to Swartz Elementary and then went to Washtenaw Junior High and Washtenaw High School. So I've been here a long time. I know a lot of people, love the community. I am enrolled at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. I was a kinesiology pre-physical therapy major. And now as Miss Louisiana, I will take a year off of school to travel the state and fulfill my duties and get ready for Miss America. But I really have been involved living here the past 19 years, and at the university I was involved in the Campus Activities Board, the Association for Students in Kinesiology, Up Till Dawn that raises money for St. Jude, so lots of different events. I've also danced my whole life since I was three, so danced at Missy Crane Dance Studios and become a teacher and instructor there and worked with lots of kids around the area, so I am a native and been here a long time.
And went into the Miss Louisiana pageant, we should mention, as Miss ULM. So congratulations on that. What circumstances led you to competing not only for Miss ULM, but into Miss Louisiana as well?
Well, I had come to ULM in 2008, and they had mentioned the pageant to me. And I had never done pageants before, so I was like, you know, give me a year to get really into the university, stand on my own two feet. And then the next year they came back to me and said, okay, now are you interested? And I said, okay, you know, that's something I am interested in and I'm willing to do that. So in October I decided that I was going to join the pageant, and here I am today.
Just an amazing run. Well, what is your best memory from the week, last week, outside of Saturday night being crowned, but as far as the pageant week goes, what kind of stands out to you?
Well, I went into the week really not knowing what to expect. Last June, I was able to sit in the audience and watch. And this year, coming in and knowing that I was going to get to spend the entire week up until the pageant with the girls, everything was, you know, they put together such an amazing week for us, from the vendors and the donors and all the different places that they take us. I really enjoyed Dr. Gerald's party. They host that every Tuesday. And this year they did something a little different. We got to meet the judges before. So we got to meet them kind of in a social setting. It made it a little more relaxing before you go into the dreaded interview. So that was exciting.
I was going to say, did they offer any questions before you got to the process?
Unfortunately, no. No preparation.
Your platform as Miss Louisiana is Heart for the Arts. Explain what the focus of that message is.
Well, like I said before, I had never done pageants before Miss ULM, and so when I went into that and they told me that you had to have a platform, I wanted to do something that really meant something to me and that I was really passionate about. And since I had been dancing since I was three, I knew that that was going to be an easy choice for me, that I wanted to do it about the arts. And so it just promotes living a happy and a healthy lifestyle and doing something and getting involved in something that you're passionate about.
Speaking of being passionate about things and being involved, you know, locally, there has been the search for the Monroe City School Superintendent. One of the things that was brought up, they talked about the dropout rates in high school. And, you know, those that came through and interviewed for the position, they were mentioning ideas that they had for keeping students engaged. How, for you personally, have you benefited from the arts and activities that you've been involved with?
Well, you know, my Nana, one thing she's always told me is you need to be involved. She's always told me that, Kelsey, stay involved. And I think it really has carried me through and made a huge impact on my success today and where it's gotten me today, because I think that's really important. There have been research and things that have proven that just arts can help and benefit in education and test scores. And it may not show that directly, but if you look at the children that are involved in something and that are involved in the arts compared to the ones that aren't and just go to classes and just go to school, they do so much better in the end. And so I think it's so important to get involved in something because it's going to help you in your education.
The travels that you're going to have as Miss Louisiana, it's going to take you all throughout the state. What encouragement would you offer when you travel to the southern part of the state with children and youth there that may be dealing with uncertainty in light of the oil spill that's ongoing?
I think that they should keep their dreams, keep their goals ahead of them, because especially after Katrina and Rita, Louisiana really proved that we do come together as a state. And Governor Bobby Jindal is already putting plans into action as far as getting school supplies and getting things together. And I hope that I can have a big hand in that, into traveling to the lower part of the state and really encouraging those kids that we are doing our best to get them the supplies that they need, and so that they can continue their education no matter what other issues and other things that we have going on in the state.
And of course, to embrace activities that may be going on in their school systems to where they can become engaged like that, as it's worked for you, almost paying it forward, I guess.
Exactly.
Well, what are the plans for the upcoming year for the new reigning Miss Louisiana?
They have all kinds of things. I keep learning things every day. You know, I've been in this job for 3 days so far, and I'm just learning as I go. And they have, so far between now and January 15th, will be Miss America in Las Vegas. It will be aired on ABC. So from now until then, I'll be doing all the preparations, getting ready for that, as well as traveling the state, promoting my platform, Heart for the Arts, and the national platform, the Children's Miracle Network. And so I just look forward to being able to promote my message and to get that out there and really travel the state as well as get ready for Miss America.
You mentioned 3 days in, and I guess that kind of translates to some advice that the now former Miss Louisiana, Catherine Putnam, had shared with you.
Yes, she told me the night of the coronation ball, I asked her, I said, what were you feeling at this moment? And she said, I was thinking, what have I gotten myself into? And she said, you know, you have 363 days to embrace this journey and to really take it all in and do everything you possibly can as Miss Louisiana. So I'm going to take that with me and use that as my year.
Kelsey Crane, the newly crowned Miss Louisiana, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.